Okay, so good morning, everyone. How's everyone? All good? Thumbs up if you're good. Okay. One of my favorite Bible verses in the Bible comes from Psalm chapter 1, and it reads, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight, blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who thinks about it, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of living water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." So this tree here is planted, and it's a reminder of how when we live by God's, you know, word, and we seek to be faithful to him, when we seek to be obedient to him, we actually come to bear a whole bunch of fruit. And, you know, when we are by the stream, let's keep it there. You're good. On your knees. Perfect. When we are by the streams of water, like a tree, over time in its right season will begin to bear its fruit, right? So you can have, do you remember what the fruits of the Spirit are that you memorized in Sunday school at some point in time? Close enough. No, that's pretty good. Love. That's not a good. Joy, peace, patience. Anyway, we're not going to go through all of them, but you get the idea. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, all of these good things. So it's a reminder that, you know, over time, if we put our trust in God, that he will allow us to bear fruit, right, in our lives. Now, what would happen if you, like someone with an axe, like a lumberjack, came and, you know, cut the tree in half? Would the tree bear fruit? No. And sometimes I think we feel like that. It's like we know that as God's children, we, you know, seek to bear fruit, good fruit in our lives. But sometimes life gets really hard. And sometimes we feel like our prayers aren't being answered. And sometimes we could feel like, very good. This way, on its side, like a dead log, you know, in the forest. And I put a sign there that's like a smiley face with crosses out in the eyes because, or a face with, you know, X'd out eyes because that's the symbol of what? That's, you know, the universal symbol of not alive, right? And sometimes we could feel like a dead log. But do you know what's special about dead logs? Any ideas? You had your hand up first. Okay, yes. It is a house. It can be a house for other animals, yes. And what else could it be? Any guesses over here? Yes. Acorns. So one of the things about fallen trees is that they are veritably, you know, very dead, but they are very, very important to the ecosystem of nature. And one of the first things that happens with trees is you start getting these, you know, like fuzzy stuff growing on it, which is what?
Moss.
Which is moss, right? And moss is something that helps to absorb moisture that's in the air. It helps balance it out. It is a food source for a whole bunch of different animals and bugs and stuff like that. And you know what else falls on dead trees? You know, if you have all these other trees, you have little seedlings. You know, that kind of fall. And then they, little saplings and little trees, baby trees start growing on it. And eventually their roots will grow out and around and into the soil, and they will grow up to be very big trees as well. And then after that, you have something called, we'll get to that. Sometimes along trees, you'll have something called these ferns that grow. Yeah, if you walk in the forest, you might see a whole bunch of ferns and stuff like that that are growing here and there. And, yeah, our favorite one is what? The mushrooms. You don't like eating mushrooms, but they're kind of, you get these mushrooms that are growing, and mushrooms themselves are, well, that's a bad mushroom. You know, mushrooms are also a source of food that are on trees and rotting logs and stuff. And going back to the idea of the dead tree, sometimes if we think of ourselves as trees, we can feel like a dead log. And sometimes we feel like if we're a dead log, we're not going to bear a whole lot of fruit. But even a dead log will be a place where other plants can thrive. It can be a food source. Eventually, this log will rot and go into the soil, and it will bring nutrients to the soil. And this is a way that even dead trees can be fruitful in life, in the whole cycle of life and in all of creation that we might always consider. And the reality is that even when we're down and out in life a lot of times, God can use us to be a blessing to other people, and he can use us to bear fruit that we're not even aware is happening. And actually, the promise is that he will bear fruit. And so never second guess whether God is using me or can use me, because the Bible tells us that he does. And through your life and through your faith, he will bless the world. And that's very, very good news. So with that, we're going to take a moment to pray. If you could repeat after me. Dear Lord, thank you that in our lives, you promise to bear fruit. Not according to our timing. But according to your seasons. According to your plans. Sometimes we feel big and strong. Sometimes we feel like a dead log. Thank you that even though. This may be true. We will bear fruit. That brings glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.